This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's the teensiest bit of a mixed bag for Taylor Swift and her new album on this day after Labor Day. It debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, but it did so on fewer total sales than her last couple albums, less than a million copies in its opening week. Still nothing to sneeze at, of course. Also, just the latest twist in Swift's career, which has seen her go from country music singer-songwriter to global pop icon in a very brief 10 years. Kate Nibbs wrote about the ups and downs of Taylor Swift's brand for The Ringer. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I'll tell you what, I am nobody's idea of a Taylor Swift scholar, but even before reading this piece and now having confirmed it reading this piece, the thing that's amazing about her, to me anyway, is how in 10 short years she has changed, and she has changed through all kinds of crazy difficult circumstances.
There have definitely been a lot of ups and downs in her career over the past decade, that's for sure. Mostly ups, though, I think. She's definitely been on more of an upswing than a downswing.
She totally has. And I guess the gist of the piece is the intentionality with which she has approached all of this, right?
Yes. Taylor has come under fire over the years for being a bit calculating, but I don't think that's a negative thing. She's very shrewd in almost everything that she does and the way that she approaches her career. And it's been reflected in great success. She's really turned herself from an ingenue into an institution in the past decade, which is admirable.
So I'll tell you, I didn't actually mean to throw this question out, but I will. Do you suppose she gets some of the opprobrium that she does get, right? Because she takes a lot of fire, as it were. Is that because she's a young woman, do you think? I mean, you're not hearing, you know, Justin Bieber get this kind of stuff.
I think it has to do with the fact that she really leans into the idea that she is a young woman and that she is very guileless. She has had some agency in the fact that the narrative around her has been that she is this sort of Disney princess character. And then when she does things that contradict that narrative, people tend to get upset. So I think that does play a role. But then there is always the element of sexism at play, too.
Yeah, for sure. Where does she sit in the pop constellation today? Because as you point out in this piece, she's been around a long time. She's changed her brand. She's changed her reputation. She's doing a different kind of music. And while she is the institution, somebody like Billie Eilish, right, the up-and-coming, I don't even know how old Billie is, like 17, who just kicked Lil Nas X off the number one spot, has the cool factor, right?
Yeah, I think Taylor's days of having the cool factor are over, if they ever existed at all. She's always been appealingly corny in my eyes. But I talked to a lot of music critics while I was researching the piece, and they time and time again said, you know, it's Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Drake right now. Those are the people who have essentially become institutions, become too big to fail in the music industry. She doesn't have the critical love that Beyonce does. I don't think anyone does, but she is in a very rarefied echelon of pop stars right now. And yeah, I think she's got staying power.
Since you mentioned Beyonce, I think there's an interesting difference in the way Beyonce approaches like album releases, right? And it becomes this entire event. You think of Lemonade and that whole deal that went with that, right? And it was a movie, right? It wasn't even a video. It was a movie that she put out, as opposed to Taylor, who like drops albums, you know, it seems like every time you turn around.
Yeah, Taylor still really abides by the one album every 2 years, do a big full rollout music release cycle.
Yeah.
She's very traditional in that way, whereas Beyonce has been more experimental. She did the surprise drop of her self-titled album in 2013 and then the surprise drop of Lemonade. So she's definitely playing with the format a little more, and Taylor tends to play it safe.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go, and it's something you said a minute ago, and it's a little bit of a steal from the financial crisis, if I could just do a little cross-branding thing here. The idea that she is now too big to fail, what does that mean?
It means that even if she releases a real dud of an album and it's a critical and commercial failure, she will still be one of the most popular musical acts in America. And lucky for her, Lover is getting great reviews. It's on track to sell more than Reputation, so She's not really in danger right now.
Kate Nibbs, writing about Taylor Swift at The Ringer. Kate, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.